USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer confidence is on the rise in August. The Consumer Confidence's Consumer Board Index gained nearly 8 points after falling for three straight months. The board's Lynn Franco noting easing gas prices helped boost the short-term outlook for many Americans. He noted purchasing intentions for cars, homes, and major appliances all increased after July's pullback. Americans are still split on calling the Afghanistan war a mistake. That's according to a new Gallup poll, which found 50% believe sending troops to the nation was a mistake. However, 46% don't share that view, as the survey comes out 1 year after America ended the two-decade-long war. President Biden set to deliver remarks in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, regarding gun safety Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FREE for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FREE for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FREE for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
An investigation continues into a disturbing story from California.
A dementia-stricken woman died after a California senior citizen's home she lived in served her dishwashing liquid instead of juice. The Atria Park Senior Living Facility in San Mateo, California, just south of San Francisco, rushed Gertrude Maxwell to the hospital after she drank the caustic liquid. The employees involved have been suspended as the investigation continues. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Washington Commanders running back Brian Robinson is out of the hospital. Robinson was released Monday, one day after he was shot twice in an armed robbery attempt. A source says Robinson will meet with the team's doctors on Tuesday to go over his rehabilitation. Washington is optimistic about Robinson's chances of playing this season, but Coach Ron Rivera said Monday the team is uncertain about when the rookie might be able to return. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Energy prices in Europe continue to break records as a Russian gas company continues to restrict deliveries to a major German pipeline. At a summit on energy in Slovenia, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the consequences to households and companies are not sustainable.
What we see is, yes, an energy crisis, but it's mainly a fossil fuel energy crisis. So we need a green solution against this fossil fuel energy crisis.
As the demand for lithium batteries continues, more factories are being built.
Korean electronics giant LG and Japanese automaker Honda are putting billions into a joint venture in the U.S. to produce batteries for Honda's electric vehicles in the North American market. Construction on the $4.4 billion venture will begin early next year. The site will likely be near either Marysville, Ohio, or Greensburg, Indiana, where Honda has large factories. Mass production of advanced lithium-ion battery cells is expected to happen by the end of 2025. Ford, GM, Toyota, Hyundai, Kia are among several companies that have announced plans for 10 U.S.-based battery plants. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Today, NFL rosters must be cut down to 53 players by 4 o'clock Eastern Time. The NFL regular season kicks off September 8th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.